Let's say I'm pulling into the parking lot. What am I in for?
Even as you exit your car and walk up to buy your tickets, some of our scare actors may visit you as you're waiting in line for your tickets. You may proceed up to the ticket booth where you can opt to do, we have two trails this season, so you can do one trail or both trails for a discounted rate. We also have live entertainment on our outdoor stage, everything from bands to fire twirlers, depending on the night that you come. We've got a full concessions and a food truck, which I call the carny food, with funnel cakes and all the good stuff that you're not supposed to eat, but is so delicious.
You said you have two trails. How long does each one last?
I would say both trails are probably about a half a mile long, and depending on how fast you're running, a walking time probably 20 to 25 minutes per trail.
So how many actors or ghosts, goblins, ghoulies of various varieties would people expect to run into on each of these trails?
We have total this season the highest number of actors and technicians we've ever had, and I would say we're close to 95 people with the actors and techs backstage on both trails. I would guess it's almost like an even mix, you know, 40-ish on this side and 40-ish on the other.
Is there a difference between the two in theme or level of fear factor, if you will, or anything like that?
There are a couple different themes. When you come into the yard, they've built these amazing facades for the beginning of each trail, and one side is the factory side, and it's got the steam coming out and the gears and whatnot, and then the other side is the barn side, and then you're greeted by one of our monsters who's friendly because he takes your picture before you do the rest of the trail.
So you're not going by yourself, right? It's groups of a certain number?
Yes. They normally try to group them into groups of 6 to 8 people. And we definitely try to give them time between each group so you're not all clustered up. But there are times if the group behind you gets scared and comes running up, they may catch up to you. But we do our best to keep the pacing so everybody has their own personal experience as they go through.
This sounds like kind of a complicated experience. It seems like there's a lot going on in what is, for all intents and purposes, a vacant lot when it's not October. Is that right?
That is exactly correct. It transforms that empty lot into incredible sets. This year, like I said, we have the factory, so that has more of an industrial feel. There's mutants and reactions to having the toxic waste and they're turning into creatures. On the barn side, it's more of a rural feel. We've got scarecrows and people in pallet mazes. They're both equally scary. I think one of my favorite experiences working with the forest is when you see the men coming through with their girlfriends or wives, and they get startled, and the first thing they do is grab the girl and put her in front of them. It's really cute at the end of the night to hear the actors telling their experiences out there of what the guests do when they're frightened, and it's a lot of fun.